This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A hiker who went missing in Pitkin County on Sunday has been found alive. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office said 75-year-old Jennifer Hearn was found this afternoon and is now receiving medical care. Authorities said search crews were able to concentrate their efforts in a more targeted area after they located her dog this morning. She was reported missing after hiking on Triangle Peak. Colorado is getting more than $826 million to help expand high-speed internet across the state. The Biden administration approved the state's Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment, or BEAD, plan. Governor Jared Polis called it a huge leap forward for connectivity, which is vital for the state.
It's just such a fundamental building block of so many services in our economy, where it is today and even more so in the future.
Colorado senators applauded the news, saying it will help bridge the divide in rural, low-income, and tribal areas. The state is looking to open up grant applications for the funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law in late summer. Two Colorado restaurant operators have won a prestigious recognition. Erica and Kelly Whitaker won the 2024 James Beard Award for Outstanding Restaurateur. The pair own and operate eateries around Colorado like the Wolf's Tailor and Bruto in Denver. Colorado Matt Vautner also won a Beard Award for Best Chef in the Mountain Region. He's the executive chef and founder of Rootstock in Breckenridge. And a correction yesterday, CPR News said Redline Contemporary Arts Center is moving into a new space in Denver. Redline is opening a studio in an affordable housing complex in Denver. It is not moving its headquarters. This is CPR News and KRCC.